occupy Congress, occupy the big law offices, occupy the lobbyists, occupy yourself. Because that's where it all comes together. I pledge to you, from this moment on, whatever it means, I'm going to occupy myself. I love you. I love you. I love you.
See you tomorrow. See you tomorrow. See you tomorrow.
When the farmer comes to town with his wagon broken down, the farmer is...
Tune in to The Dirtbag every second Wednesday of the month at 11 a.m.
Learn to grow your tasty fruits and vegetables in your home garden.
There is a monthly garden stumper, calendar of gardening events. You can even call in with your gardening questions.
That's The Dirtbag every second Wednesday, 11 to 12 a.m. That's on
K-B-O-O Portland.
Listen, laugh, learn.
The farmer is the man that feeds them all.
You are listening to KBOO 90.7 FM. Before we begin the next program, we have this special 11 p.m. news update courtesy of KBOO and the UBU Media Network.
Tonight, Tea Party radicals continue to gather in Washington, D.C. and surrounding areas in protest to recent events involving the government shutdown and the Affordable Care Act.
Americans for Prosperity and other super PACs are paying unemployed Tea Party activists and other right-wing reactionaries up to $1,000 to take bus rides from the American South to join in the rally at the mall, where many thousands have already gathered.
Funded by the NRA, many more activists who are heavily armed are mobilizing at Fort Hunt Park in Alexandria, Virginia, 11 miles from the White House, and the closest location to the Capitol where there are no gun restriction laws.
Tea Party leaders Ted Cruz, Mike Lee, Michelle Bachmann, and Louis Goldmert, and others, along with Sarah Palin, are cheering on the growing mobs.
Meanwhile, right-wing talk show hosts like Sean Hannity, Lars Larson, Rush Limbaugh, and Mike Levine are fomenting their listeners to join the crusade to make one final effort to repeal the Affordable Care Act.
We now go to Terry Smith, our on-the-ground reporter in the D.C. area. Terry, can you hear me?
Yes, I'm on the mall where an ugly crowd of old white men, skinheads, and other ultra-right wing groups are gathering. As you see behind me, they have lit several large bonfires and are burning effigies of the President, the Affordable Care Act, the Democratic leaders of the House and Senate. Capitol Police are monitoring the activities from a distance, but no arrests have been made.
It's not a time to retreat, it's a time to reload. What I'm talking about, don't retreat, reload.
As they said, my name is Mike Vanderbilt and I'm a 3%er. George Washington was a 3%er. 3% of the American population of the colonies took the field actively against the king during the Revolution.
It's been about a very simple thing. We will have the freedom and the rights that our fathers paid for. Period. How far we have to go to maintain that commitment is up to the people across the Potomac.
Whenever the legislators endeavor to take away and destroy the property of the people, or to reduce them to slavery under arbitrary power,
and the rights,
they put themselves into a state of war with the people, who are thereupon absolved from any further obedience.
Don't retreat, reload!
We are done backing up! One more inch.
We need another revolution. We need to remove the president and his Koran out of the White House. It has been over 150 years since we fought the last great war, and it's time to fight again before our rights are even more completely destroyed by people who don't belong in the White House.
Got one more inch.
It's a travesty of justice how they pushed this Obamacare on us. First, the big government came for your schools. Then it came for your health care. Then it came for all the natural resources. Soon the government will have everything. And when it comes for you, there will be no one to defend you. Everyone else will be taken already.
That's why we can't let it end. We need to keep government shut down. We need to destroy Obamacare before we're all turned into socialist slaves to an avaricious government that will stop at nothing to destroy freedom and liberty for all the white men in this great nation of Oz.
Barack Obama really believes of the most leftist, leftist administration in the history of our country. Barack Obama, really, he's the most anti-American. This is the top anti-American. And that's the question that Americans have. Remember, it was Michelle Obama who said she's only recently proud of her country. And so these are very anti-American views. That's not the way that most Americans feel about our country.
As you can see, the crazies are taking it one step further. The situation is tense. There are rumors that President Obama may call in the National Guard. No one knows how this will turn out. This has been Terry Smith for the Ubu Media News.
You be careful, Terry. That was Terry Smith reporting from the mall in Washington.
Stay tuned to this radio station for further updates. This special news report has been brought to you by KBOO and the Ubu News Media Network. And now back to our regularly scheduled programming. In a temporal vortex created by a malfunctioning iPhone during a heavy sweat lodge session at Burning Man, Patchouli Moonbow now travels through time dispensing advice to the unenlightened throughout history. She's Patchouli Moonbow, hippie time traveler. Warsaw, 1943, a city under siege. Despite fierce resistance by Polish freedom fighters and their allies from the Jewish ghetto, Warsaw and its people have been crushed by Nazi tyranny. But not all. A few still cling on, huddled in scattered bunkers by day, leaving only by night to bravely sabotage the Nazi war machine and survive another day.
Another explosion. When will it stop? What do these German bastards want from us?
Shh, sweet Verena, you must keep your voice down. We must not let the Germans hear us.
What's the point? Eventually they will find our bunker. It is only a matter of time.
Leon, Verena, we must not lose hope. Did our people lose hope at Masada?
At Masada, our people committed suicide. Very sensible, if you ask me.
No more talk like that. Raja and Waldar will be back soon. Perhaps they found food.
What is that light?
Whoa, where am I? Or, like, when am I?
It's a woman.
Her clothing, it is like a rainbow threw up on her.
I have not seen a rainbow since 1939. Who are you? Who sent you?
She's a German spy. Shoot her!
Whoa, I'm sensing a lot of aggro here. I think we all need to work on our welcoming skills.
She doesn't sound German. Her Polish is too good.
Oh, is that the language you're speaking? Trippy, man.
What is this? Trippy?
Oh, yeah, I, like, totally forgot sometimes how confusing this can be. So, I'm, like, a time traveler, and, well, one of the far-out things about the time portal is that I automatically come out able to speak whatever language the people around me are speaking. You know, speaking in tongues, it's really far out.
Whew, talk about saved by the bell.
Okay, will you excuse us at Leon Verena bunker meeting now?
Sure, no worries, man. I know, it's sometimes heavy when I show up out of the blue. Like this one time, there were all these people living in the city. I think it was China or something. And the place was like totally surrounded by these hairy guys and horses. Well, they were more like ponies.
Who is this woman? How did she get here?
Her clothes hurt my eyes.
She's not a German, that's for certain.
No German would be caught dead dressed like that.
Sharp dressers, yes, that is for certain. And they accessorize well.
Yes, yes, excellent fashion sense and punctual to a fault. Certainly not the most considerate neighbors. But enough about the Germans. What of this strange woman?
Perhaps she can help us.
Teacher refused to integrate yoga into the practice. Lame. So I tried to open the gate to, like, pet one of the ponies or something, and everyone got super mad at me, and it was a really bad scene.
Yes, miss, that is very nice. We believe you that you are not with the Germans, but please, who are you?
Oh, I totally spaced it. My name is Patchouli Moonbow. It's not, like, my given name, but you know what Vonnegut says?
I am Stanislav. Before the war, I taught history at Krakow University. This is Verena. She is a comrade for the Polish underground. And Leon is a fighter from the ghetto.
The ghetto? Oh, Leon, I totally feel you. I lived in Chicago one summer, and people there are, like, just so much deeper, you know?
Chicago? I have a distant cousin there. Are you American?
Well, you know, I never really felt like America was my tribe, you know?
But the Allies, are they preparing an offense?
Offense, defense, why does everything have to be a competition? Can't we all just be winners?
Who goes there?
Shh! Stanislav! It is Valder and Reza. We have brought food liberated from the enemy's own storeroom. We have sausage and fresh bread. Who is this woman?
And why is she dressed like clown?
Food. I smell food.
You see what I told you about never losing hope? First, God has sent us this strangely dressed woman, and now Raja and Walda return with a feast fit for kings.
Food enough for all. While the war may rage, tonight we sleep with full bellies.
I do not believe it. Fresh bread.
Yeah, this probably isn't gluten-free bread, is it? My naturopath has me off all grains. Has anyone here read Wheat Belly? That book changes lives.
Chicago friend, eat some sausage.
Yeah, I'm not like a vegan per se, but ever since I saw Food Inc., I've really tried to cut non-grass-fed meats from my diet.
Rainbow Vomit Woman, you are too skinny. Eat!
Hey, body shaming is uncool. I'm, like, feeling a little challenged at the moment, so I'm going to, like, go over here and just, you know, get into a more positive headspace, okay?
What is she doing?
Who cares? At least she stopped talking.
What is smell? Like burning rope.
Well, no wonder they're all so gloomy. Their chi flow is, like, totally blocked.
Bougez-moi. Is she trying to kill us?
You fool! Do not touch that! We must keep the window sealed at all times!
Well, excuse me for trying to fix your feng shui.
The light! It is returning.
Oh, hey, like super groovy to meet you all, but I've got to be out. The time portal is like totally random. Days, hours, minutes, but it's all good, right?
Wait, time traveler, before you go, you must give us a little hope.
Yes, will Hitler be defeated?
Hitler? Didn't he, like, commit suicide or something when Germany lost the war?
Fiancé, Germany will lose.
Suicide, too good for the coward.
You know, suicide's nothing to celebrate. It's like a cry for help. I knew this guy who killed himself when his girlfriend left him to go on Dave Matthews' tour, but his girlfriend really loved him and called him during Boyd's solo on Crash. She knew something was up when the phone kept ringing and ringing and ringing.
Well, that certainly helped to pass the time.
What is this feng shui about which she spoke?
If I live through this war, I think I will skip Chicago.
Where will Patchouli Mumbo appear next? And when? What historical figures will she annoy? Join us for the next exciting installment of Patchouli Mumbo, Hippie Time Traveler.
Chewy Moonbo, Hippie Time Traveler, written by Josh Brown and edited by Rolf. Chewy Hippie Moonglow was performed by
Twilight Calisti,
Yehuda Bangs,
Virginia Furr,
Mark Welch,
Renster Metagirl.
It's Rolf.
Interrupt this broadcast for a special message.
Up is one to fit to end the scourge of capitalism.
It's those damn neonicotinoids, those pesticides that the garden stores love because they are so profitable. They won't give them up, and here we are dying.
They say we make too much money on the nicotinoids. They say they can't afford to stop selling them, and it will kill them, they say.
Well, comrades, what about us? Who here hasn't lost family members in the last year? I lost my little sister just last week. It's been hell.
If we die off, who's going to pollinate the plants that they're selling? pretty dumb idea to kill off the bees, don't you think?
Yeah! Pretty dumb, stupid!
Worker bees of the world, unite!
The bees united will never be defeated! The bees united will never be defeated! The bees united will never be defeated!
Let's go to Portland Nursery right now. We'll swarm them. That might wake them up.
Swarm. Oh, yeah.
More rain, day and night. It keeps falling and falling. You think it'll ever stop raining?
Not if you don't stop talking about it.
What has what I say have to do with whether the precipitation will stop? That makes no sense at all.
No, I suppose not. Though as much as you wonder if the rain will ever stop, I wonder if you'll ever stop talking about it.
I would stop talking about the rain if it stopped.
It may not stop until spring. If it stopped raining, you'd lose your chance to gripe about the weather. You'd be a loss of words.
No, I wouldn't. There are other things to talk about besides the weather.
Like what? That's all we talk about.
That's because it won't stop raining.
No, it's because you have nothing else to talk about.
Are you going somewhere?
Yeah, I told you earlier.
In this weather? It's too wet out there.
I have things I need to do.
What things?
Research. For the thing I'm writing.
The thing you're writing? I don't understand it at all.
The radio theater piece about multi-level realities?
You shouldn't go out there in the dark by yourself.
You want to come with me? I thought not.
It's stupid. You are being stupid.
I'll be back in a couple hours, and if not, I'll give you a call.
You might not come back?
I don't know. See you later, alligator.
You're the alligator, going out into that wet. What am I going to do here by myself? And then she's gone. Riding her bike through the dark, wet night. Maybe I should have gone with her. Research? What did that mean? Research. I throw on my slippers and bathrobe and step on the porch, but she's nowhere in sight. The cold air penetrates to my bones. The rain continues to fall. I go back inside and grab another bottle of beer from the fridge. And sit back down in front of the television. An old movie is on.
Bit of rough weather out there. Can I take your coat?
I can't stay long, Frank. I need to talk to you.
Come in and sit down. Shall I fix you a drink?
That won't be necessary, Frank. This won't take long.
Hey, James, what are you watching?
I don't know, Kirby. Some old movie.
I can't believe Sarah went out on her bike in this weather. She must have wanted to go somewhere bad.
I think we both know why you're here, Mara.
I know why I'm here, but I'm not sure you do.
It's clear to me. You have something you need to tell me.
So where did she go?
Huh?
Sarah, where did she go?
She's working on that damn theater thing. She went down to do some research.
Research? Can't that all be done by internet?
I'm trying to watch this, Kirby.
I need to let you know how it is, Frank. I might have given you the wrong signals back there at the cabin. Please, Frank, stop that.
You don't want to.
It was a mistake.
A mistake? Or was the mistake 4 years ago when you married him?
We can't do this, Frank.
She must have really wanted to do that research, to go out on her bike on a night like this.
I don't want to talk about it anymore.
I came tonight to end it. I don't want to see you again.
Just like that? Discard me like a used condom?
You're not making this easy. Let go of me, Frank. That hurts.
You're the one that's hurting me. You're hurting both of us when you know that you want me. You know you want to get away from him. Or was that all a pack of lies?
What is this movie, anyway?
I don't know. Just some old movie.
Black and white. Must be a classic.
Consent to a divorce.
So you'll continue on this miserable path. Is there any other way?
No. That's why we must never see each other again.
So it comes right back to that. He controls everything, as long as he's around.
That's right. Nothing can happen.
And what we had together becomes nothing because of him?
No other way, unless he had an accident or something. Not that we would want anything to happen to anyone, but...
I know what happens next! They're going to kill her husband! How much you want to bet? They'll try to off her husband.
Have you seen this already?
No, but it's just like Double Indemnity, or the postman always rings twice.
The postman usually doesn't ring at all. Unless there's a package. And then he just rings once.
How much you want to bet, James?
I don't want to bet. Let's just watch the movie.
We'd better turn on the radio so that the landlady doesn't get ideas.
What sort of ideas?
That nosy shrew is looking for an excuse to evict me. Anyway, they usually have drama on this time of night. Suspense or some program like that. There we are.
And now we return to our radio drama of thrills and chills.
Really? I should probably be going, Frank.
With the weather like that? Come and sit down and wait a little bit for it to clear up.
Doris, is that you?
Yes, Bert.
I didn't know you went out.
Just for a minute. It's really storming out there.
Where did you go?
Just outside.
You were gone for a few hours.
No, I just walked around the block. The wind blowing, the rain.
Frank, we can't take this any further.
Why not?
I already told you, there's nothing we can do.
You are lying to me, Doris. Where have you been for the last 3 hours?
I wasn't anywhere. I just went outside and took a walk.
For 3 hours?
I don't think it was 3 hours.
I heard the door shut at 10 after 7. I called out for you and you did not respond. Now it's nearly 10 p.m.
I had to go down to the basement. I was looking for...
Don't lie to me. Come up here, Doris, and tell me the truth. I want to look you in the eyes when you talk to me. I can tell when you're lying.
He looks at me like he wants to murder me as he sits at the top of the stairs in his wheelchair. I don't want to go up there. The hatred crawls through me like a poisonous snake.
Are you listening to this, Mara? It's just like you and...
I never said I hated him, and he's not a cripple. Don't get ideas in your head, Frank.
You don't hate him now, but what about 5 years from now? Or 10, when you realize that you made the wrong decision? When you realize how much of your life you wasted on the wrong horse? This radio theater play is like a premonition, don't you think?
No, I don't see that at all.
And it was that night. I knew I had to kill him. There was no other way.
Did you hear that? There was no other way.
perhaps kill myself to escape the madness of this life with him. But I wasn't going to let it go that far, and I wasn't going to act irrationally or stupidly and get caught. No, I had to be smart.
Hey guys, what's going on?
Oh, hi, Linda.
Hi, Linda. We're just watching some old movie.
Black and white? It's real old. Is it any good?
It's kind of getting bizarre. They're sitting on the couch listening to the radio. It's like the girl is cheating on her old man and...
What's wrong with you, James?
It's nothing.
He's just moody because Sarah took off somewhere on her bike.
In this weather? That's crazy. I could have given her a ride.
But then you'd know where she'd gone.
She went to the studio to do some research for a play she's writing.
That's what she told James.
Get off it, Kirby. That writing means more to her than anything.
It would be the answer.
No, it wouldn't. It's not reality. It's a stupid radio show. An ugly little tale told by mean-spirited people.
You just don't want to see how much you're like the woman in the story.
You just want to live a fantasy life that will never be reality. Damn if the rain will never stop. And then I think to myself, I'm trapped in this shabby room with him until the storm subsides enough for me to leave. I sit down on the wooden chair.
You want a drink? Some coffee?
I don't need anything.
Suit yourself.
Henry?
Doris, is that you?
Henry, there's been an accident.
Where are you?
At the big house. I don't know what to do.
Just stay there. I'll be there in an hour.
An hour?
Stay calm, Doris. Do something to distract your mind. Put on a record or something.
And then he hung up. An hour.
I didn't think I could wait that long. I fixed myself a drink.
An accident? Did she kill her husband?
Oh, Frank. Did what?
On the radio. Did she finally off him?
I don't know. I wasn't paying attention.
You should.
Even if I wanted to, I couldn't. With you talking all the time.
You sure you don't want anything while I'm in here?
No. I'm leaving the moment the storm blows over.
I sat down with my drink.
I picked up an old magazine that was on the coffee table, picked it up at random, and started to read these words. She enters the room.
She enters the room. Her clothes drip wet from the rain. The man looks up from his desk. She says,
I almost didn't want to come. The weather out there is intense.
He stands up and walks up to her. He tells her,
we need to finish this, Sarah.
I don't know how it ends, Walter.
You'll think of a way. You want to get out of those wet clothes?
I came here to work on the project, Walter.
Well, just finish it up. Then we can, you know.
Don't get any fresh ideas.
Just trying to help you end it.
Does it end, or does it just keep circling around? Entering into these new spaces that lead nowhere? Sometimes I think I'm wasting my time.
That's right. So why don't we...
No!
Why not? You once told me you loved me.
That was a long time ago.
Is it James? He doesn't have to know.
I don't love you anymore, Walter. I need to resolve this dilemma and to figure out where this thing is going. But clearly I can't work here if you're here.
You're going to go back out in the...
She doesn't say a word. She walks back out into the rain. The door shuts behind her. She unlocks her bicycle from the porch and... and carries it down the stairs. Then she's riding in the rain as she heads back towards...
Doris!
I look up from the magazine. Henry steps into the room.
The door was unlocked, so I helped myself in.
Henry, that was quick.
I snuck out on her early. I got here as soon as I could. What are you doing?
It's some strange story in a magazine, Henry.
Put it down. You need to tell me what's going on.
And so I told him exactly what happened. Everything the same way I told it to you several minutes ago.
I think I missed something. Mara, did you catch what happened?
Looks like it's cleared up. I'm out of here, Frank.
You don't want to hear the rest of the radio show?
No, I've already been here long enough. Besides, I haven't been following it. It's too confusing. I have no idea what's going on.
Maybe it'll become clearer at the end.
I don't think so, Frank. Goodbye.
Sure, Mara. If you really must go.
I must.
Goodbye.
At least it looks like the weather's cleared up a little. That's some consolation.
It certainly has. I can see a patch of sky over there.
Then Henry and Doris are outside, walking in the rain towards his car.
What will happen next in our suspense radio theater drama? Stay tuned, dear listener, when we return after this important message.
Fuck! Now she's gone.
Whoa, did he just say fuck?
It kind of sounded that way. Why don't you rewind it?
I can't rewind it. It's not a video. It's a TV show. James, did you hear it?
I don't know. I don't have a clue what's going on. I wasn't paying attention.
Still thinking about Sarah.
Why can't she realize how much she means to me? Why can't she see that I'm the one for her and not him? Maybe I'll go out to the bar and get drunk. Drown away this bad feeling.
I could have sworn he said fuck on television. I didn't think they were allowed to do that, except on cable.
I don't know. I didn't hear him say that word.
I don't see why you guys don't throw in money to get cable. Then we could get more channels with better stuff than some stupid movie like this one.
It's a waste of money. They force you to get all these stupid channels you don't want. Religious crap, home shopping, Fox News.
Fuck Fox News. There's the door. Hey, Sarah.
Hi, everyone.
How'd it go? The theater project. Did you finish it?
As much of it that can be finished. What are you watching?
Some old movie. No one knows what's going on.
It's almost over anyway.
That's okay. I just need to relax and watch something. Take my mind off things. Hi, James.
I'm glad you're back, Sarah.
At least the rain has let up. It's a very light drizzle now.
Did you finish the theater writing?
I don't know. I don't think it has an ending, but at least it doesn't have some kind of resolution that I can live with.
Sometimes you have to go with that. Not worry about perfection, because perfection can never be achieved. There's always another level where something can be improved, and one is never able to reach that final level because it's not really there.
The preceding drama is titled One Rainy Night. It was written and produced by Rolf Zimperbraun for Ubu Hour Radio Theater. One Rainy Night was performed by
Yehuda Bangs,
Virginia Furr,
Twilight Kosti,
Mark Welch,
Renster Metagirl,
Rolf,
Victor Rattlehead,
Sean,
Kim,
Melissa.
All right, that's really good. All right.
Twilight.
Rolf. Sorry.
You go.
Rolf.
Fear of getting hurt, and the fear of dying. That's why I
from when beings live so long. Now, just close your eyes. Just close your eyes. Don't try to talk. There's only one place left anywhere for me to go.
Operator?
Only one place.
Operator?
Great if I can make it now. Oh. Where's the guy? Where's the guy? What's he want? Sun's coming up. Maybe it's just a crazy chance. Maybe it just broke down here. Things like that happen. I gotta get off the street.
All right. Let's climb in my car and get out of here fast.
What is this?
You're lucky he's still alive. Let's go. I want to help you.
Why?
Please, we haven't much time, Vincent.
How'd you know my name?
Does that matter?
You're with the police.
If I was, I'd have a gun. Look, I'm trying to give you a chance.
I don't get it, but... All right, let's go.
Francisco, my place. I know it's awfully early, but you said you wanted to get away before it got light. It's a pretty big moment for you, starting a new life.
Man.
Climb in my car and get out of here fast.
What is this?
You're lucky he's still alive. Let's go. I want to help you.
Why?
Please, we haven't much time, Vincent.
How'd you know my name?
Does that matter? Let's climb in my car and get out of here fast.
What is this?
Keep going until you hit the wall.
Does that matter?
Keep going until you hit the wall.
Look, I'm trying to give you a chance.
Keep going until you hit the wall.
All right, let's go.
Shut up!
your bullets. I got the loot.
Tell me what happened.
Not such a fuck up now, huh?
Why not?
I'm bringing him up to C8.
You can't talk. Don't be angry. If you tell the truth, nobody believes you. They didn't.
That bad?
If you'd seen their faces, you'd know I handled it right.
You talked to them?
Just like that.
If you could see your way clear.
I get the idea, and that's all I need. Hang up, darling. Now you'll be safe. Now you'll be safe.
You mean Cornhead?
Much I want to tell you, you won't let me.
I don't know what's going on.
Remember I told you once I wanted to be an actress?
And I don't know who you are.
Well, it was all part of that glamour, I thought.
Who am I talking to?
Having a certain kind of attention paid to you. The right table at expensive restaurants. Dark blue tuxedo, black fedora hat.
Who are you?
Gold cigarette case.
Is this a joke?
It was all shiny.
Is this a red flag exercise?
Until you opened the cigarette case and found someone else's name inside. To Tony from Dimples or Debbie or someone.
So what are you saying? Are you saying that I'm imagining this?
I don't much care.
I'm imagining that I'm still...
This money, gambling.
How about you give me your wallet?
Beautiful women. Yes, this money, gambling.
How about you give me your wallet?
Beautiful women.
Whoa. Slow down.
Oh, and I don't want to. I'll be free of him someday, I suppose, but...
Slowly.
There's nothing to be angry about, Cleo. You ought to feel sorry for me.
That's not a good idea.
There's so much I want to tell you, you won't let me.
It wasn't you.
Remember I told you once I wanted to be an actress?
No!
Well, it was all part of that glamour, I thought.
Damn it!
Having a certain kind of attention paid to you, the right table at expensive restaurants. Dark blue tuxedo, black fedora hat. Gold cigarette case.
I would hear his voice. And it
was all shiny.
I'd tell him I was sorry.
Until you opened the cigarette case and found someone else's name inside. To Tony from Dimples or Debbie or someone. And then you ran into him. Out with them someplace.
I'd tell him I was sorry.
You opened the cigarette case and found someone else's name inside. To Tony from Dimples or Debbie or someone.
Tony's gonna be okay.
Where is he now?
Everything's gonna be okay.
I don't much care, thanks to you. Wherever he is, there's money, gambling, beautiful women.
Have you seen him lately?
I don't think of him anymore because of you.
Got to go away together somewhere.
Okay, we'll get off at the next stop.
Friday.
We'll figure out whatever's going on here, okay?
I'll say I'm going up north to see the state's attorney. We'll take the evening train.
What the hell's wrong with you?
I know. When they say I'm taking the train, we'll go in your car.
How about next time you drive to work?
I'd make those seconds count.
And then you ran into him. Out with them someplace.
It's okay. He's not any more real than you are.
How long did you stay with him?
Some confusion is perfectly normal at this stage, Captain.
Where is he now?
You already have that information, Captain. We'll acknowledge transmission.
As I was going, I wasn't there.
We'll acknowledge transmission. Do you copy? We'll acknowledge transmission. Are you functional? We'll acknowledge transmission. We'll acknowledge transmission. We'll acknowledge transmission. We'll acknowledge transmission.
What have you done?
Okay.
It means I don't live there anymore.
Boom.
will acknowledge transfer.
We're going here.
Now, what are you talking about? I saw the test.
See,
we'll acknowledge transfer.
We're going here. It's not much.
Why would you do that to
him? We'll acknowledge transfer.
Use this. We're going here. It's not much.
What are you talking about? I saw the test.
We're going here. It's not much.
See,
use this.
Why would you do that?
We're going here. It's not much. See, use this. We're going here.
It's not much.
Fucking girl.
Use this. We're going here.
Jenny, God damn!
We're going here. It's not working. 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 We're going here. It's not working.
You just went crazy.
I didn't do nothing to Samuels either. Except to flick him like that. Let that hurt.
Stop it, Monty. Stop, Monty. Monty, stop it. I have to hurt him. Monty, stop it. You went nuts. I'm against everything.
He told you he was up here with me tonight.
Yes.
Well, he lied to you. If he was up here, I didn't know about it. And I don't know where you got my name and address. I can't tell you anything else. You'd better go now. I can't tell you anything else. You'd better go now.
Everything's gonna be okay.
I can't tell you anything else. You'd better go now.
Everything's gonna be okay.
I can't tell you anything else. You'd better go now.
Everything's gonna be okay.
Everything's gonna be okay.
I can't tell you anything else. You'd better go.
Everything's gonna be okay.
Everything's gonna be okay.
I can't tell
everything's
you anything
gonna
else.
Be okay.
You'd better
everything's
go.
Gonna be okay.
Everything's gonna be okay.
Everything's gonna be okay.
You'd better go.
Everything's gonna be okay.
Everything's gonna be okay.
I can't tell you anything else. You'd
everything's
go.
Gonna be okay.
Everything's gonna be okay.
Everything's gonna be okay.
Everything's gonna be okay.
I can't tell you anything else.
Everything's gonna be okay.
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 I can't tell you anything else.
Everything's
you'd better go now.
Everything's gonna be okay.
Everything's gonna be okay.
Everything's gonna be okay.
Everything's gonna be okay.
I can't tell you anything else. You'd better go now.
Ubu Media News Update was performed by
Rolf,
Linda,
Yehuda Bangs,
Twilight Glisty,
Mark Welch,
Sean,
Kim.
Well, how about a cup of coffee, soldier?
Sure.
You are listening to the Ubu Hour, coming to you every first Monday, 11 p.m. here on KBOO. We won't be back until next month, but tune in every Monday night at 11 p.m. for more great radio theater. And you can podcast this show at kboo.fm and look for Ubu, spelled U-B-U, hour.
stay tuned for the Tiki Cha Cha Club.
Pay attention, it's Joe time. It's Joe time.
In the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room,
all the birds sing words and the flowers croon.
In the tiki 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 room,
welcome to our tropical hideaway, you lucky people, you. If we weren't in the show starting right away, we'd sing the audience too.
All together in the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room,
all the birds sing words and the flowers croon.
In the tiki 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 room.
Bird of paradise is an elegant bird. It likes to be seen and it loves to be heard. Most little birdies will fly away, but the tiki room birds are here every day.
In the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room,
all the birds sing words and the flowers croon.
In the tiki 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 room,
a little
louder. In the tiki 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 room, all the birds sing words and the flowers croon. In the tiki
taking you to faraway places and bringing them home to you. This is the Tiki Cha Cha Club, where the Cocktail Nation meets Exotica at the corner of Kalakaua Boulevard and Bourbon Street in a little Spanish village, a small discotheque on the Isle of Capri.